do you even begin to speak about what difference your vision will make when anyone listening could be either distracted or numb? In this episode, Jonathan saw that first you have to get their attention and maybe even crack them wide open enough from that numbness. He sees that there has to be a beginning of the recovery of trust, and that his vision would be a renewal of a sense of belonging and shared purpose. He declared once again that we become our true selves when we become part of something bigger. And he spoke about the value of the public square and how we need courage to re-enter it. There was some relief in his voice when we discussed what it means to ignite and how the vision would spread and generate a new spirit. But I cautioned him that he will still be responsible for guiding others on how to enact his vision. He landed on knowing that his vision will restore a sense of belonging, purpose, and meaning to people's lives. It will, in my words, enliven them. We'll feel the world around us again and begin to mend our own fractures within by being connected with others in that shared and public home. The Leader's Journey continues. Stay tuned.